Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
All right, I don't want to sound like I miss Tausch because I'm thrilled that we have so many good cousin subs, and I'm thrilled to have Brad Norman back in the fold, even though he's got his own show now. Big timer. But twice now Jesse's asked me questions, and I've responded with, yes, sir! And if he'd asked a question, I had to respond with a no, I'm sure I would have said, no, sir! So Tausch is leaking into my brain, even though he's not with us this week as he's on assignment. But he's allegedly coming back Friday. Jesse, do you have someone like penciled in lightly in pencil to do Friday's show?
No, sir.
He's coming back for one day of the show right before Memorial Day weekend.
It does feel like a bizarre day to return from a vacation for one day before the extended holiday weekend. However, that's not something that you would like tell everybody you're going to do if you didn't fully intend to do it.
It's fair.
So I believe he's going to be here on Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. All right, Brad. Anders Carlson has not one but two other kickers in camp with him right now for OTAs. Rich Bisaccia was explaining to us last week or 2 weeks ago that two guys kick every day. So, you know, whether it's Anders and Podlesny who kick one day, and then it's Greg Joseph and Anders or Greg Joseph and Podlesny, whatever it is, they rotate every day. How many times during your six-year NFL career did you have in-person competition? Because they handed the job on a silver platter to their sixth-round pick, which I don't know if the Panthers did that for you, but on the flip side, Daniel Whelan had to beat out a longtime NFL punter, longer than you even, longtime NFL punter. And now this offseason, at least to this point, he does not have competition in person with him. So help us understand the specialist's view of each of those two scenarios.
Well, I'll be honest, Jason. I'm trying to understand what the Packers are doing myself. I've never heard of a three-man kicking competition. That seems strange to me. Strange with a capital S, because I get that you can rotate more with two guys. But what it says to me is they don't know what they have. That I'll just be honest. Like, if you're going to try to create competition in such a way that you need three guys there, you have a real confusion as to who's going to be your guy and what they have. Two is usually plenty. If you can get two capable NFL kickers, that's usually plenty to split the reps, because usually in any given field goal team period or any given kickoff period, which will become a lot more relevant now with the new kickoff rules, you might get only five total field goals. You might get five or six total kickoffs. So even with a two-man competition, on days that you do that, you're getting two or three team kicks. Now, you can stretch that out a little bit longer in training camp and maybe each get four, but there's not a whole lot of kicks that you can do where you can put the pressure on, make it feel like it really matters. For that reason, I will be shocked if they open up training camp with three. I firmly believe they're going to narrow it down to two and walk into training camp with two. But to me, my personal best experiences in training camp and as a special teams unit, right, kicker, punter, long snapper, is when we all had a level of competition. All these guys are already inherently competitive. So it's not like you look at a guy and say, this dude's not taking it seriously, we need to give him a kick in the pants. That's not the case. Usually the case is, one, it's good to share reps so you don't burn your leg out, because it's as much as you want to, maybe not you, Jason, but the NFL community in general want to give specialists a hard time, you are working very specific muscles and tendons repeatedly, and you have to do it for a long time at a high level. So you need some ability to restrain reps, but also get work. So that's where competition is helpful. But listen, I 5 of my 6 years, I had competition. My rookie year, I had legit competition with a 12-year veteran. Like, I got drafted, but I still had to go earn it. And when I saw the guy I was competing with, there were days where I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to beat this guy. This guy, turning the ball over in punting is basically you hit the ball perfectly. That's a tight spiral. It goes where you want, distance, hang time, the whole thing. And he would hit 9 out of 10 perfect. I was like, how am I supposed to beat this guy? So it showed me what a pro looked like. It made me earn it. It made my teammates respect me when I eventually did beat him out. So I feel like the Packers did, if we're going to focus on Carlson in the kicking position just for a minute, I feel like it did Carlson a disservice. The fact that he was drafted, and I don't doubt his ability. I don't necessarily doubt the draft pick. I think they mishandled it from the minute they drafted him. Goody and the Packers should have introduced some level of competition, made him earn it, maybe show what it looks like to be an NFL kicker, maybe show what the habits, the stretching routines, the mindset, the real competition that is the NFL, make him go through that for his own benefit and to get the respect of his teammates. And then at that point, maybe he's in a more seasoned position week 1, as opposed to, for lack of a better term, being handed the job. I also don't think Goody would have predicted the season would have went so well to where you have legitimately stressful and meaningful kicks on your belt.
Mm-hmm.
Every specialist, yours truly included, has rough rookie seasons. It's very rare that a guy can come in the league and be a top 10 specialist. Very, very hard. I fell in the bottom third my rookie year. Carlson, I think in most categories, falls in the bottom third. And that's just the reality. And if you talk to special teams coaches, they'll tell you, you expect to take your lumps with a young specialist in year 1. Then in year 1 to 2, big leaps occur. And I had a big leap myself. I expect Anders Carlson to have a big leap. I just didn't expect them to have it be such a spotlight put on him for when those lumps occur, which is exactly what happened this last year, now calling into question his ability. If the Packers were a 6-11 team, I think the concern level would be much lower, even with the same performance for Anders Carlson. So
did you have competition every year?
Every year, every year but one. My first year in Jacksonville, we did not. But my first year in Carolina,
so they did the same thing with you as the Packers did with Carlson. We drafted this guy. We're giving him the job.
Well, no. So I did have competition my first year. That was my only competition where I felt like I had to go earn it. Every year after that, I was a veteran, and they just signed an undrafted free agent to take reps and just to push me and just push me a little bit. The only time I didn't have competition was my first year in Jacksonville when I signed as a free agent and none of the specialists had competition for whatever reason. But besides that, even my second year in Jacksonville, all the competition I had, it never really felt like a threat outside of my first year, but it was just good. It was just good to create an opportunity where you need to go win it, and you have to then face someone who's punting right alongside of you, and it's on you to go beat him each and every day. So I felt like it was incredibly valuable for me my rookie year to have competition against a 12-year vet and to go out there and beat him. Now, I am confused that Daniel Whalen doesn't have competition because, to me, he doesn't seem like he had the type of season that would lead him to be impervious to competition and any threat of him, not being the punter next year. It would be, I'm not a GM. It seems like to me it would be better if you had a kicking competition of 2 and a punting competition of 2, and then see where everything lies when it comes to final cuts.
And they did sign Peter Bowden, the Badgers long snapper.
And don't sleep on Peter; he's a good long snapper.
Right. So even the long snapper position has competition, which it didn't have for a good chunk of last off season. So, again, I don't know. Maybe they're going to cut one of these kickers and bring a punter in for training camp. But so what you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, the old special teams coach adage, if you didn't have in-person competition, well, you're not just competing. Competition's not just who's in camp with you. You're competing against all these specialists who aren't signed right now. That doesn't hold a whole lot of water.
the coaches will use that, and if I had a dollar for every time that you would hear coaches say that, there's a level of truth to it, because there is at any given time a good five specialists waiting in the wings, particularly when you're down to final cutdowns that are very capable. But there's nothing like being reminded every day that you're replaceable, because there's someone else literally doing the same job. You know, it's kind of like in The Dark Knight, when, to use a bad example maybe, but when those, you know, the Joker broke a pool cue and said, "We're having tryouts." It's kind of what it's like. It's like there's two guys for one job, and you have to go find a way to be that guy. And even if you have the inside track, you still got to go do it. And meanwhile, it's a very visible result, right? Good punt, missed field goal, made field goal. Everybody sees it. If the other guy starts making more field goals, has better punts than you, people are going to start being like, huh, other guy's pretty good. Maybe Brad isn't our best option. Maybe Anders isn't our best option. So there's nothing like that on a daily basis, having your own competition right before your very eyes. Everyone else is out there just kind of in the peripheral. But, you know, I think it's better to use the Joker mentality. Here you go. Fight it out.
So if someone wants to join our team.
Exactly.
I preferred a different strategy.
Bane making an appearance. All right. I know Jesse is very eager to replay the clip of Rich Bisaccia calling me an amazing person, but I think we need more time to get into the kickoff change because, and again, I know you weren't a kickoff specialist, but this looks more like a punt, the new kickoff, than the kickoff. It does not look like a kickoff anymore. It's designed to be similar to a punt, so I want to get into that in the 10 o'clock hour, but I want to ask you about the importance of compartmentalizing as a specialist, because I Anders Carlson was not like god awful, but he missed at least one kick in 10 of the final 12 games, including the playoff loss. And I think, based on the conversations that I've had, this is not like a, oh, let's pretend there's competition so we can get our guy right. Like, I think they have doubts about him. And he's going to have to earn it. So I want to get into that mentality with you coming up next. Your mentality when it comes to your bank should be, I want great customer service. I want great perks. I want to make sure that I feel like I'm getting, that my money's in the right place and I'm getting taken care of. And that's what you get at Associated Bank. Not only did they just win another J.D. Power Award for best customer experience in retail banking, they also have early pay, which allows you access to your direct deposit money up to 2 days earlier. And then, of course, if you're a Packers fan, there's no better place to be than Associated Bank, where you get Packers checking, you get 10% off the Packers Pro Shop, both in-store and online, and you get your nifty Packers debit MasterCard. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more about all those things. More with Brad Nortman, our cousin sub of the day. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.